والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
Translation: And who have faith in what is revealed to you, and what was revealed before you, and in the hereafter they are certain. Ibn Abbas said, And who have faith in what is revealed to you, and in what was revealed before you, means they believe in what Allah sent you with, and in what the previous messengers were sent with. They do not distinguish between believing them, nor do they reject what they brought from their Lord, and in the hereafter they are certain. That is the resurrection, the standing on the day of resurrection, paradise, the fire, the reckoning, and the scale that weighs the deeds, that is the mizan. The hereafter is so named because it comes from this earthly life. The next topic is attributes of the believers. The people described here, that is in chapter 2 verse 4, are those from Allah described in the preceding ayah. Translation: Those who have faith in the ghaib and perform salah, and spend out of what we have provided for them. Mujahid once stated, four ayat at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah describe the believers, two describe the disbelievers, and 13 describe the hypocrites. The four ayat mentioned in this statement are general and include every believer, whether an Arab, non-Arab, or a person of a previous scripture, whether they are jinns or humans. All of these attributes complement each other and require the existence of the other attributes. For instance, it is not possible that one believes in the unseen, performs the prayer, and gives zakah without believing in what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the previous messengers were sent with. The same with certainty in the hereafter. This is not correct without that, for Allah has commanded the believers. Translation: O you who believe, believe in Allah and His Messenger and the book, that is the Quran, which He has revealed to the Messenger, and the book which He sent on to those before Him. Chapter number 4, verse 136, Al-Quran. Translation: And argue not with the people of the book, unless it be in a way that is better, except with such of them as do wrong, and say to them, We believe in that which has been revealed to us and revealed to you. Our Ilah, that is God, and your Ilah, that is God, is one, that is Allah. Chapter 29, verse 46, Al-Quran. Translation: O you who have been given the book, that is the Jews and Christians, believe in what we have revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, confirming what is already with you. Chapter 4, verse 47, Al-Quran. And translation: Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O people of the book, that is Jews and Christians, you have nothing until you act according to the Torah, that is Torah, and Injil, that is Gospel, and what has now been revealed to you from your Lord, that is the Quran. Chapter 5, verse 68, Al-Quran. Also, Allah the Exalted described the believers. Translation: The Messenger, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, believes in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, and so do the believers. Each one believes in Allah, his angels, his books, and his messengers. They say, We make no distinction between any of his messengers. Chapter 2, verse 285, Al-Quran. And translation: And those who believe in Allah and his messengers, and make no distinction between any of them, that is the messengers. Chapter 4, verse 152, Al-Quran. This is a sample of the ayat that indicate that the true believers all believe in Allah, his messengers, and his books. The faithful among the people of the book have a special significance here, since they believe in their books and in all of the details related to that. So when such people embrace Islam and sincerely believe in the details of the religion, then they will get two rewards. As for the others, they can only believe in the previous religious teachings in a general way. For instance, the Prophet ﷺ stated, "When the people of the book narrate to you, neither reject nor affirm what they say. Rather say, we believe in what was revealed to us and what was revealed to you." However, the faith that many Arabs have in the religion of Islam, as it was revealed to Muhammad ﷺ, might be more complete, encompassing, and firmer than the faith of the people of the book who embraced Islam. Therefore, if the believers in Islam among the people of the book gain two rewards, other Muslims who have firmer Islamic faith might gain an equal reward that compares to the two people of the book. Gain upon embracing Islam, and Allah knows best.